Track 24. Our call to action. We must deliver schemes and initiatives if we are to achieve the objectives of this plan. This section of the plan sets out our emerging proposals for interventions on our region's transport network. It contains a mix of potential projects. Some are pan-regional, designed to touch every corner of the Northeast. Many are targeted, place-specific physical interventions. They are aligned to specific work packages derived from the policy pages earlier in this plan. For the most part, they will be recognised as transport schemes. However, investment in these projects will enable significant benefits to society, the economy, and environment, benefits which are identifiable in the outcomes section. Schemes are assessed against their ability to meet the plan's objectives, and range of reasonable alternatives to meet the plan objectives and vision is presented in the Integrated Sustainability Appraisal, ISA, which accompanies this plan. The appraisal seeks to identify any impact of our program on factors including biodiversity, water and soil, the historic environment, landscape, air quality and noise, climate change and flood risk, population, human health, equalities and rurality. Mitigations will be found where necessary to ensure that the impact of this plan remains overwhelmingly positive. The region has considered a range of future travel scenarios to look not just at the response to COVID-19, but additionally longer-term journey horizons. These scenarios have been developed using the Government Office for Science Futures Toolkit, which provides a flexible and structured approach to thinking about future scenarios and future-proofing across all aspects of government. The scenarios also draw upon work undertaken by Government Office for Science, GOS, and Transport for the North, TFN. The interventions selected demonstrate a plan to deliver our vision and objectives. Individually, they will be subject to further scrutiny, consent, and assurance processes. As such, there will be further opportunities for comments on the individual components of this plan. We are keen to hear from stakeholders on whether this is the right package as we prepare the plan for launch in March 2021. We have set out the programme of interventions into 7 work packages, and they are set out across a 15-year time horizon. These are making the right travel choice, upgrading Northeast active travel infrastructure, public transport, travelling by bus, ferry and on-demand public transport, travelling by local rail and metro, private transport, travelling by car and using road infrastructure, maintaining and renewing our transport network, and connectivity beyond our own boundaries. Vision and objectives. What is our vision? Moving to a green, healthy, dynamic and thriving Northeast. What are our objectives? Carbon neutral Northeast. Overcoming inequality and grow our economy. Healthier Northeast. Appealing sustainable public transport choices. Safe, secure network. Vision and objectives. What options might we consider to deliver our vision and objectives? Encouraging people to make journeys by sustainable means. Encouraging active travel through behaviour change initiatives. Delivering affordable services. Expanding the reach of the active travel, public transport and road networks. Reducing adverse environmental effects. Reducing accidents. Increasing speed, frequency and reliability of the public transport network and highways. Reducing severance of major infrastructure projects. Understanding demand associated with future travel scenarios. Working with partners to connect people and places to the wider North UK and internationally. How we will monitor success, our key performance indicators. What options might we consider to deliver our vision and objectives? Increase sustainable transport mode share. Increase accessibility of public transport. Improve greener journeys by reducing carbon output per capita. Increase the take-up of ULEVs. Improve air quality. Improve network performance. Managing motor vehicle mileage. Improving road safety. Outcomes we can achieve. What options might we consider to deliver our vision and objectives? Easier access to education, skills, and higher value jobs. health levels at least equal to other regions in the UK, better connections from the northeast to national and international destinations, a transport network with improved environmental credentials, including more sustainable journeys, better air quality, and reduced carbon output, a safer and more reliable integrated transport network which is more intuitive for customers with a sustainable cost base, direct job opportunities in the transport and infrastructure sectors, enabling new development and housing sites and improving accessibility to existing communities. Our call to action. Timeline. Strategic interventions. We have an ambitious but deliverable timeline, which will lead us toward delivering our vision of a green, healthy, dynamic and thriving Northeast, and enable us to meet our objectives. This timeline of interventions demonstrates the dates we can achieve and informs our development and delivery planning. This is subsequently expanded through the delivery maps on pages 51 to 54. This programme is live and will be regularly updated through changes to the implementation plan, which will be developed to accompany the final plan in March 2021. Potential schemes to get us there. Firstly, connectivity funding. From 2020, Transforming Cities Fund schemes delivered by 2023 across the region, prioritising schemes from the blueprint. Further ahead, stimulating growth through Connecting Growth Areas, a rolling programme, and from 2030, sustainable funding programmes for scheme delivery and development. Next, public transport, travelling by local rail and metro. From 2020, new metro fleet and flow delivered, timetable enhancements 21-22, and Northumberland line opens. From 2025, system enhancements / station refurbishments, including Monument, Sunderland, Cramlington and Metro in North and South Tyneside. That's between 2025 and 30. Frequency and line of route enhancements 2026. First trains run on extensions 2029, including Leamside services to IAMP. New stations opening, East Gateshead and Gilsland 2031-2. Further metro and local rail extensions implemented, including the remainder of Leamside and the Cobalt Link 2035. Enhanced rail fleets and new line openings, including to Consett 2035. Next, active travel. From 2020, capitalising on the growth in active travel through targeted measures, that's from now to 2025. Emergency active travel measures strengthened with quick wins. Further ahead, local cycling and walking delivery and regional active travel network, with a segregated signed network, take shape 2027. Significant programme of road space reallocation 2030. Further ahead, onward maintenance and monitoring of the network with targeted enhancements. Making the right travel choice. Capitalising on the growth in active travel through targeted measures from now to 2025. Information and ticketing, integrated and contactless, delivered by 2025, with contactless on Metro first. Further ahead, using information to shape how we plan and monitor, brackets, models and UTMC, by 2027. And innovation exercises on future fuels, autonomous and collected vehicles, 2030. Public transport, travelling by bus, ferry and on-demand public transport. Bus measures, 10 bus corridors across the region upgraded by 2023. New cleaner buses delivered, brackets rolling programme. Micro-mobility solutions trialled and implemented, urban and rural, by 2030. Bus asset renewal and safety initiatives with DRT trials and PNR sites, that's 2026. Bus infrastructure investment, next phase including stations and stops, 2032. Renewal of ferry infrastructure, piers and vessels, 2032. Next phase of demand responsive transport delivered, 2032. Private transport, travelling by car and using road infrastructure. Roads strategy in place in 2021, with electric vehicle charging expansion region-wide by 2024. Major road network schemes including Blyth Relief and Sunderland Strategic Transport Corridors and Pinch Point schemes delivered 2024-5. Upgrades of urban traffic management centres and signals to maximise efficiency, 2030. Continued focus on efficiency and safety schemes on the network. Connectivity study undertaking looking at challenges, including opportunities for river crossings, 2030. And finally, connectivity beyond our own boundaries. Initial strategic road investments, including the A1 Western Bypass delivered by 2025, station improvements and frequency improvements on long-distance services, Durham Coast and Tyne Valley, business case acceleration of a range of SRN proposals, including A1 to Scotland, Whitemare Pool, A69 dualling, safety enhancements, Airport Link Road, and A19 Moor Farm and Seaton Burn. RIS 2 and 3 schemes delivered by 2030, A1 and A69 upgraded, ECML upgraded, and HS2 and NPR services start calling at the region 2033.